Lecture topic, relationships in a marriage.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa usalli wa usallim ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa atba'ihi ila yawmiddin. Yaqulullahu tabaraka wa ta'ala. ومن آياته أن خلق لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا لتسكنوا إليها وجعل بينكم مودة ورحمة إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يتفكرون صدق الله العظيم. All praises are definitely due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Blessings and salutations upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and upon all his companions, upon the four illustrious imams, upon all those who have followed him, and all those who are following him, and all those who will follow him until the day of judgment. Allah Almighty says in the Holy Quran, and from amongst his signs is that he has created for you, from you, your spouse, and he has placed within you love and affection. This is definitely a sign for those who ponder. Dearest guests and listeners, on this occasion we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept us to present to you a CD that will be all-encompassing according to the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today is a day of happiness. Definitely it is a day of happiness for those who have come together in marriage. May Allah grant them all forms of barakah, and may Allah bring them together and unite them in the same way he brought together the prophets with their wives, may peace be upon them all. It is a day of happiness for the families that are coming together, and we share this day of happiness with them, for indeed we are as happy for their happiness. And yet it is a day of tears, tears of joy, and some tears of sadness. Tears of joy for the reasons that bring joy to a person, and we say tears of sadness for those who may not see their daughter as often as they used to, for those who may not see their sister for as often as they used to, for those who may not see their female relative as often as they used to, for the friends of this bride who happens to be leaving her home and sacrificing her family and friends for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this a point of dua and a point of prayer for those who are coming together solely for his pleasure, and may he make them please him in everything they do. Ameen. It is also an occasion of advice, solemn advice. If we study the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will understand that every time people got together in nikah, he seized the opportunity to advise them very solemnly about how to live, what to do and what not to do. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept us on this day to present a CD to you that inshallah will be a point of happiness, a point of joy, a point of reminder, as well as a point of solid and sound advice from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding so that we do not transgress his limits upon an occasion of happiness. And may he accept from us this presentation for his sake and for the betterment and upliftment of the entire ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
A woman is definitely a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is reported that after Adam alayhi salatu wassalam was created, being the only one of his kind, he felt lonely and asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove this loneliness from him. He was thus granted a woman in answer to his prayers as a companion, a wife, and a gift which he was very grateful about. We must therefore realize this gift and countless other benefits and points of goodness in a wife. She is the maker of a new life and lays the foundation of social relations. She is the cornerstone of society,
who naturally understands her role and status, whether in the house, regarding household chores, or elsewhere. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has indeed kept much goodness and great potential within a woman. As a sister, she prays for the well-being and long life of her brothers and family members. As a daughter, she is concerned about her parents, their honor, dignity, and status. As a wife, she ensures her faithfulness to her husband, and as a mother, she will endeavor to provide her children a sound upbringing and education. Above all, she is very patient and goes through great pain, difficulty, and hardship to achieve all this. The question is, however, when have we as men ever realized this and regarded her as a woman with these feminine qualities of goodness? Or when have we ever treated her or respected her as a real woman? In many homes, a woman is unfortunately treated like a slave girl. At times, she is treated like a toy of part-time amusement or just a pastime. In some homes, she is treated like a security guard of the house or just a childminder. Yet a woman is a human being, and we should ask ourselves just how much we expect from her. How much is she going to manage? And to what extent will she cope? It is normal for her to make mistakes and have shortcomings at times. In fact, many women cannot even fulfill their duties and obligations to their Creator due to them being excessively abused. It is a man's duty to ensure that his wife gets proper rest and fulfills her obligations to her Creator. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has himself assisted his wives in certain household chores. He was always concerned about their health and well-being as well as their rest. The status of women has been elevated by Allah Almighty. The prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may peace be upon them all, were chosen by Allah as the best human beings, and yet they were born to women. In fact, women have given birth to and actively engaged in the sound upbringing of all the great scholars of deen, the pious, the warriors, the interpreters of the Holy Quran, the experts of hadith, the lecturers, and all the great men we see or hear of. Surely, the high rank of women can be clearly understood in this fact. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, "The world is full of assets, and the best asset that one can have is a good, pious wife." From this, we have no doubt that she has been chosen and granted value even higher than that of a precious jewel. We should realize that it is impossible for a bride to adapt overnight to an entire new system of life and put an end to the system she has been always used to. The system she had adopted since birth of cooking, eating, cleaning up, arranging items, speaking and living in general takes time to change, seeing that she was accustomed to it 24 hours of the day. Leaving the lifestyle of her parents, brothers, sisters and family members is not easy. Initially, not only will this task be difficult, but she will also miss her previous life. Gradually, as she gets used to her husband and in-laws and their life, she will learn to adapt to the changes. Assisting her in this regard and bearing with her requires a great sacrifice and much patience and tolerance. And it is rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala handsomely. A male has been granted certain qualities by Allah Almighty that are normally found to a lesser degree in women. Some of these qualities are bravery, decisiveness, physical and emotional strength and wisdom. For this reason, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen them for certain tasks. Therefore, when a man finds his wife to be possessing qualities and habits not exactly similar to those of his own, or not to his taste, much patience, wisdom, and effort is required to mold her to his liking. In fact, it is his duty to shape and shine this gem of his. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has always emphasized being good to women, being kind and understanding and patient. He has said, "Be extremely good to your wives." Upon the marriage, certain rites have to be fulfilled by both the husband and the wife. There are also many guidelines that Islam has stipulated and taught in order to help us live within a home that is always happy, harmonious, and exemplary. The basic duties of the husband are as follows. He must provide food, clothing, and accommodation for his wife and children. Regarding food and clothing, he must provide them that of a similar standard of his own. Regarding accommodation, if he is staying with his parents or other family members, he must ensure that his wife is given her privacy and freedom, such that when the two are alone, they are in a carefree state. This privacy must also protect her from any interference by anyone besides the husband himself. Then, he must oversee his wife's character and conduct at all times, especially with others. If she is seen engaging in unnecessary discussion, seeming a bit too friendly or jocular with those who work at home or other strangers, she must be reminded at once in a polite manner to refrain from this. A husband is not allowed to leave his wife to become so independent that she speaks to and befriends whomsoever she wishes without considering his feelings and relations, or without considering what is right and wrong, or what is beneficial or detrimental to the matrimonial home, and extreme caution must be exercised in this regard. If the wife utters words that are disliked and detested, the husband should ensure that he raises it with her at some stage, depending on how serious it is. She should feel that he disapproves of such language or utterances. However, to express disapproval at every minor issue, or to become furious or overreact to the issues, creating a major problem out of a minor issue, is also against the etiquettes and characters of a successful husband. If, in a serious matter, speaking to her and raising it with her has not helped in any way, then he may decide to sleep separately. If she is sensible and loves him, it will affect her to the degree that she will understand the seriousness of what she has done. This will be more than enough to solve the problem. There is no need to swear and scream at the top of one's voice in order to rectify an issue, for this can only reduce one's respect in the eyes of his wife and family members. If the husband finds that he is still facing the same problem, then he may employ other methods within the limits of the Sharia to pressurize her to leave her bad ways. Wife bashing and battering, breaking bones and causing bleeding are un-Islamic. It is also a husband's duty to control his anger when he sees something he dislikes from his wife. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, "A strong person is not the one who can out-wrestle others, but he who can control himself when angry." He has also said, "The best of you is he who is best to his family, his wife in particular." For this reason, one must bear patience as far as possible and abstain from uncontrolled anger. It is his duty as well to ensure that his wife dresses appropriately and acceptably within the limits of the Sharia, and that she abstains from shameless clothing that is Islamically unacceptable. He must stop her From intermingling with non-mahram men, if this is allowed to happen, the home may plunge into disarray and may be broken after some time. If one's wife has developed an expensive taste for clothing, jewelry and so on, and makes it a habit to have something for every single occasion, then the husband must work on this inclination and try to keep her away from unnecessary spending and extravagance. This can result in an element of pressure upon the matrimonial home, which develops into problems that can even cause the breakup of an otherwise happy home. At times, in order to deal with such a problem, one may find it beneficial to mention related incidents of other people in the past or present, examples of the pious, and possibly mention the hereafter. One must live with utmost love and affection with his wife and children. Being harsh or vicious in the home creates a cat-and-mouse relation, resulting in hatred and the snatching away of barakah and blessings. This too can lead to the breakup of the home. In the case of a dispute, whether with one's wife or between one's wife and mother or family members, one should employ the most effective and affectionate methods of resolving such a dispute. Again, in order to do this, one must make sure that his method does not result in further disputes. Disputes should never be allowed to grow, nor should resolving them be delayed. Unresolved family disputes can continue into the next generations and have a very bad and unfortunate effect on the children's lives with their blood relatives. Solving family problems is regarded as a very great act of worship in Islam. It is un-Islamic to spread the problems of the home to others. This is because such problems must be resolved and buried within the home. Problems must not be discussed in the presence of young children as well, for it will be an unnecessary burden on them and will definitely affect them adversely. It is incorrect to raise one's voice, shout or scream, scold or admonish one's wife in the presence of others, especially the children. This will result in them disrespecting her and disregarding her status and value. Raising the errors of one's wife in the presence of other family members will make her suffer an inferiority complex. All this can strain the marriage and lead to the eventual breakup of a home. It is incorrect as well to praise other non-mahram women in the presence of one's wife, especially regarding their beauty. Doing so will hurt her feelings and cause a heartache. She may begin to feel useless and might even doubt her husband, which will cause the worst of unwanted problems. The husband must seek the treatment of his wife and children when they are sick, and it is incorrect to intentionally disregard the sickness and turn a blind eye on the situation. One must, according to his means, ensure the good health of his family at all times. It is a major sin to unnecessarily suspect one's wife of infidelity or betrayal. Happy marriages are based on trusting one another. However, believing hearsay, anonymous callers or letters, and those who do not want to be named whilst making such grave accusations is totally rejected in Islam. This can only result in the unfortunate breakup of the home. Jealous elements can even be using this as a means of destruction, may Allah forbid. It is incorrect to give preference to one's friends over his wife and children, spending long hours on a daily basis with the former whilst forgetting the latter. Islam requires a husband to understand his duties and maintain a balanced approach in this regard. This does not mean that one's friends should be ignored totally, but one must consider the plight of his wife and children. Spending quality time with one's family will only enhance the marriage, whereas not spending time with them will most definitely strain not only the marriage, but the father-child relationship too. It is incorrect to abstain from discussion and communication with one's wife and children for no reason. At times, after a long day at work, the husband comes home and gets so engrossed in reading the paper, listening to the news, sitting with a friend, or spending long hours on the internet, that he does not realize that his family, who is in need of talking to him, is being totally ignored. If this persists, there will be a communication breakdown, which will result in misunderstandings that can have disastrous effects upon the marriage. Besides these rights and guidelines, there are still many more that have been mentioned in some specialized books. We have only mentioned the most relevant and important points here, and before the husbands feel that they have no rights at all, let us mention some of the rights of the husband. In the same way that a woman has rights over her husband, Islam has laid down certain rights of the husband which his wife must fulfill, and certain guidelines which she must observe. The basic duties of a wife are as follows. She must protect the wealth and property of her husband. She must not be destructive or abusive of the wealth and property in any way. She must abstain from unnecessary expenditure, extravagance and wastage. She should spend only with the pleasure and permission of her husband. Being very demanding will strain the marriage at some point. And on the other hand, by getting used to budgeting and economizing for everything, she will, inshallah, be able to maintain a happy and harmonious home. She must also protect herself, her chastity and dignity, as well as that of her husband's, both in his presence and absence. Not only is being unfaithful unacceptable, but it will destroy the marriage. She must never unnecessarily relate what goes on between herself and her husband to others. This is because, if it is a good relationship that is being mentioned to others, they may become jealous and create unnecessary problems. Even a person whom we may regard as a very close friend can easily let us down and spread rumors about us or create problems and tensions for us. And if it is a bad relationship that we are mentioning to others, or difficulties we may be having, then we must understand that everyone is neither qualified to advise us, nor is everyone genuine. We may solve our problems, and people will still be spreading tales about how we do not get along. This will cause great problems. Many a time, people give us the wrong advice, knowingly or unknowingly, which plunges us into disaster, creates a major problem out of a minor issue, and does not help the situation in any way. This will not solve anything for us. We must only seek advice from those who are qualified to do so, experienced, and have a genuine feeling for us. A wife must abstain from nagging, screaming, shouting, swearing, and so on. She should not get annoyed at every small issue that occurs. Rather, she should try to understand that not everything will always happen the way she wants it. She must carefully consider the likes and dislikes of her husband too. This is not an easy task, for at times it requires lots of patience. This is how the marriage will grow, and her value will increase in the home. She will be dearly missed if she leaves the home, even for a short time. On the other hand, if she always wants things to be done her way, always whinging about what she is supposed to have and so on, she will be regarded as a burden in the home rather than a blessing. The husband of such a woman will feel more comfortable outside his own home than within, and this can result in him spending more time with others. One of the main reasons why marriage has been prescribed is for a man to abstain from fulfilling his natural base desires in an incorrect place, but rather fulfill them with the woman who has been made his lawful wife and has become permissible for him. For this reason, the husband must be granted the opportunity of fulfilling his base desires whenever he feels so. The wife must not unnecessarily refuse, nor must she present lame excuses. Where does she expect him to fulfill this desire if she refuses? If she does so, she may be guilty of encouraging misconduct. It is detrimental to disrespect one's husband, shouting, screaming, swearing, venting frustrations by throwing things around, or beating up the children, or breaking things in the house, or being sarcastic when spoken to, are all unacceptable. They are acts of shamelessness and stupidity that result in the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and can destroy an otherwise good home. If the husband maintains silent for some reason, it does not indicate that the wife may continue, for one day his patience will wear out. This can have unexpected results, which will be regretted. Thus, one must always consider the reaction of one's behavior, speech, and utterances in advance. The husband's family and relatives must be treated well, and she must try to fit into the family rather than coming in and making everything change overnight for her sake. Though the wife is entitled to a certain degree of privacy, she must understand that whenever there are a few women who get together and several children, not everything will be done according to one's desire and liking. There will have to be certain differences and certain things that one will disagree with totally. It is advised to bear patience and exercise tolerance. Employ the most affectionate and effective ways of putting forward our views and points. This does not have to be done immediately, but over a period of time, using tact and intellect. It is easier to maintain a good relationship than to mend a broken one. Remember, to keep nagging at the husband about how his family members are can irritate him and disturb the harmony of the home. It is incorrect for her to create a distance between her husband and his family, or cause hatred and ill feeling between them. A good wife will go out of her way to make sure that her husband has a good relation with his parents, brothers, sisters, and family members. This is a great act of worship and requires a lot of patience and tolerance, coupled with intellect and wisdom. She should only leave the home after seeking the permission of her husband, no matter where she is going, whether to relatives or strangers. This will increase the trust and enhance the harmony, inshallah. She should not unnecessarily doubt or suspect her husband of having an affair with others. This type of suspicion, which is usually the result of self-created thoughts and ideas, rumors of jealous people who might even claim to be friends, or even anonymous callers, will only result in destroying an otherwise happy marriage. Rather, she should display full support in difficult times. This will go a long way in strengthening the marital bond, inshallah. In the case where a wife has children from a previous marriage, it is a major sin to disallow the legitimate father of their child access to his children within reasonable limits. This must be worked out with the current husband and fulfilled according to the Sharia. Similarly, if the husband has children from a previous marriage, it is a major sin to deny his ex-wife her rights or to disagree that he sees his children in the case where they are staying with their mother. The ulama must be contacted for details regarding the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pertaining to custody and access. In order to maintain a healthy married life, it is important that the wife beautifies herself at all times for her husband within the limits of the Sharia. She should try to be neat and clean at all times, smart and prim, apply a good scent within the home. In fact, she must make use of the permitted makeup that is available, and she must understand that it is Islamically rewarding to beautify herself for her husband. If she is not going to take care of this, or if she wears tatty clothes that are creased, dirty, smelly, and so on, and takes no pride in her appearance for her husband, then he may slowly lose interest in her. The Sharia has gone as far as terming it a sin to abstain from beautifying oneself for one's husband. Always looking good in the home will definitely enhance the value of a woman in the eyes of her husband. He will consider her a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and appreciate what Allah has bestowed upon him. And finally, she must communicate well with her husband and tell him when major issues take place. If she is not well, she should not expect him to sense or understand that she is sick without being informed. At times, if he sees her looking sad or depressed, it is unfair not to explain why this is the case. Keeping a person guessing can be very harmful to the marriage. Sometimes, she may be sad for other reasons. She must put forward the reason and clear the air, and if need be, give him the opportunity to help or explain. Once again, besides these, there are many other rights and guidelines that a woman should take note of in order to prosper in her marriage. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala really and truly grant us all happiness, and may He make this CD a means of happiness for one and all. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the acceptance on this happy day. We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us all a point of learning from the CD. Not only should we listen to it, but we should try and understand what is said, and we should try and put into practice whatever we have heard. Remember, following the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the teachings of Islam is the only way that we will achieve happiness in the dunya as well as in the akhirah. Wa sallallahu wa sallama wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.